And I thought this was an interesting conversation that somebody from Wyoming, and I don't know the names of the texters, so I just get phone numbers and start having conversations. And sometimes I know the name, sometimes I don't. Doesn't matter. Wouldn't give the name on air anyways. But somebody was texting in from Cheyenne during the show last night, talking about a particular Facebook group they were watching. And this group was talking about, in a particular situation, this was a situation where I'll just read it. Let me bring this up. Raven Rant. This is in the Cheyenne Rants and Raves. And since this is a public forum kind of a thing, I don't have any problem reading this. And there's no names here. This is an anonymous participant anyway, so I don't even know who this is. My mother needed some emergency electrical repairs. A very well-known electrical contractor in Cheyenne did the work. They did good work in a timely manner. The rant. The labor was nearly over $100 an hour each for two guys. Since when are electricians and trades more than $35 to $40 an hour in labor? So I thought I'd start today's show off with a little education in what things now cost. Now, I understand that Cheyenne and down here in the metro area, frankly, by the way, that nearly over 100 an hour is a pretty good deal because you're not going to find that down here on the electrician side. It will be more for sure than $100 an hour. So here's some of the comments that came back. You're paying for experience in most cases. Of course you are. Called an electrician out to wire in a power attic vent on a roofing job in Colorado. Took them less than an hour to do it. $400 minimum, worth every penny to not be liable if something were not wired right, and the house fire is a great possibility. I've got to switch to the next photo. Hang tight here. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Then it says, where have you been the last 10 years? Most electricians make at least $35 an hour. Electrical shops can charge $100 to $120 an hour for an electrician to come to your home, and the fee is about right. It's called overhead and profit. So the author of this came back and said, my mother is on fixed income, so $2,000 is a lot of money. She needed a new panel thing. By the way, that already says dollar signs. She hasn't had to pay an electrician for over 40 years since my dad used to maintain and fix everything. 35 to 40 an hour? No wonder you see so many people driving expensive trucks and vehicles and being able to buy nice homes. Too rich for our blood. Oh, okay. Okay. That comment alone, as an owner, chaps my hide. If that's what you're using as your gauge and barometer for what someone should be making in the trades, frankly, you could go without, and I could care less. I am that kind of an individual where it's like, listen, if you're going to throw up in the face of the trades the fact that somebody lives in a nice home and drives a nice truck, and you feel like they're not charging correctly because they are, you need to quit calling the trades and figure out how to do it yourself then. Let's see how far that gets you. That comment alone just, and that's probably why this person sent this, because he just knew it would send me over the edge. But that one just sets me over the edge. The next comment came in. They took the time to pay and get the education required to make that kind of money. So, yes, they have worked hard to pay for those nice houses and trucks. And by the way, I appreciate the comment coming back, because it's like, listen, people, really, that's what you're going to use as a barometer for what you should be charged. You need to go to Mars.
Yeah.
And figure out how to do it there then. I'll just be straight up honest, folks. I have no use for those kinds of people whatsoever. None. Zilch. Zero. That, Steve, just gets me going.
I have no words. Sorry.
It's unnerving, I think, to a lot of us that are owners to hear comments come back in like that to somehow justify what they should be getting charged. So I guess my answer back would have been, oh, so you want them to live dirt poor and drive a truck that barely runs because you don't feel like you should be paying over $100 an hour for electrical work. That would have been my comment back.
Yeah. And you know, just in my employees alone, none of them own houses. They all rent. They're younger. And their chance to get a house is pretty slim right now. You think about it. And You know, so the chance of them...
Even at 35, you know, I don't know if most people really have ever done the math on this.
But
I
at $35 an hour is not enough.
Let's just say they even make...
Well, that's $70,000.
Let's say they make 40.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say they work on average, you know, a 40-hour week, and they do that 52 weeks a year. That's only $83,000 a year, and they've got to pay taxes out of that, so their net is actually less than that. Now, if they work some overtime and they do some other things, and maybe they do a few things on the side, you know, let's say maybe they could make $100,000 a year. But let's face it, in this whole Front Range area, Cheyenne not so much, but this whole Front Range area, if you're not making $120,000 combined, you're, to Steve's point, you're not buying a home, folks.
You can't buy a home.
You can't do what is needed. So this type of comment just, and I know that's why it was sent, and I appreciate, by the way, thank you for sending it. I got a great chuckle, and it starts our conversation off today, but I just read some of those things, and my blood pressure just automatically starts going up, because these are individuals, in my opinion, that are absolutely clueless as to how the world works today. John and Cheyenne, you're up, sir.
Oh, I read that last night because I'm a member of that page.
Okay.
And, oh gosh, I was just rolling laughing. But if you want to just laugh at the stupidity of people, read that page a little more often, because there's some ridiculous things that are on that page.
The person that sends me that constantly is like Cheyenne's another world. But I honestly, it's not, because the same thing happens down here, John.
And it's so. Most, I don't know what they're getting down in Colorado, but I know the average auto shop's getting between $100 and $125 an hour labor.
That's low and up there.
It's a little bit low for
us. My shops, John, and this is my target, and a lot of you are going to be flabbergasted at this, but the shops that I coach, I am trying my best, and it's taking some time to get there because a lot of them were starting off very low. My goal with my auto shops, John, is to get them to $200 an hour, because that's where they need to be to make money.
Okay, and, you know, yes, but when you look at those electricians, they probably got out of high school and did a four-year apprenticeship making $15 an hour and busting their butt 12 hours a day, pulling wire, doing all the things that the journeyman electrician don't want to do.
Correct.
Yeah. The grunt work.
Exactly, Steve, the grunt work, that's right.
The grunt work, yeah, exactly. Doing all that grunt work while they're learning, and they probably didn't lived with a roommate or with their parents and drove a crappy old truck until they got their license.
Yep.
You know, and it's,
you're right.
It's the same thing with a plumber, an electrician, a lineman, a gas fitter, any of those trades that are done via apprenticeship. You got to realize those people are making crap money for the first until they turn out.
You know, and Steve can verify this as well, John. The same is sort of true even in the automotive world. I mean, if you're just an apprentice or you're the guy sweeping the floors, I mean, yeah, you're not going to make a ton of money to start with. There is a good career ahead of you in doing so, but you're going to have to pay, quote unquote, pay your dues. And in a lot of cases, John, as you know, that's a 2 to 4 year process getting to the point where you're even solvent enough for an owner to say, okay, we're going to go now put you on the quote unquote line. Have you start working on vehicles? You've been around enough. You've busted enough tires. You've done enough other things along the lines of what you're talking about, John, to where you've done that grunt work. You've proven you can do it. You can be conscientious. You can pay attention to the details. I mean, these are, by the way, for all of you listening that are young, these are the things that we as owners are looking at. Even the grunt work, are you doing all of that correctly?
Yes. And efficiently and cleanly and all those things.
Correct. You're efficient, learning. Clean. Are you learning? Yeah. Are you applying? Are you taking direction? John, you know what we're talking about. That's all the things that are going through for those individuals to get to that point to where they're, in this case, making 35 to 40 an hour.
And there's the problem with the younger, they don't have the patience yet for that.
And they need to.
And that's really the hard part. And that's in our education. We have not taught them.
Good point.
It's going to be a while.
Good point.
And they want it now.
John, how about the first thing is show up on time?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
To show up on time.
Yeah, no, that's a big one, John, as you know.
I have a story for you, John. This last summer, we changed our hours from 8 to 5. For 40 years, we were 7:30 to 5:30. And I thought, you know, we can do that. And do you know how many people are on time now after 6 months?
None.
Just me. Well, I have actually when we have him there, I have two people that show up out of the 9 of us or 8 of us that are on time.
Oh, gosh.
And we change it a half hour to make it that way.
Well, you should, if you want to get somebody who's on time, hire a vet. Because the worst thing you could do in the military was be late.
Good point.
Because that was technically you were considered AWOL if you were not at your appointed place of duty at your appointed time in the appropriate unit.
Really?
Good point.
So that's how they do that. Honest. That's great.
So a question. So if say you hired a vet that was maybe a Bradley fighting vehicle mechanic, before you could let him out on the line to work on, that would even be like a 2-year learning curve.
At least a year, John. Yeah, depending upon their qualifications, how quick they learn, all of that. Yeah, to your point, you'd have at least a solid 6 months to a year to determine where are you at, what's going on, how well are you at doing the thing Steve even mentioned a moment ago. Again, I think this is something that a lot of the motoring public doesn't really think about. And the same is true, of course, on the electricians and plumbers side, there's licensing, and that's even different. In Colorado, we don't have shop licensing. But trust me, most owners, in the ones that I deal with for sure, are not just going to let a guy loose that hasn't been vetted out first, John. They're going to make sure that even in case, somebody that's even coming out of the military is qualified, conscientious, they know what they're doing, they're paying attention to the necessary things. We're not going to have any kind of liability with that individual. All that has to be vetted before you let them out on the line.
Yeah. Well, the only other comment is that person who posted is probably the same person who thinks that utilities should be free because you're entitled to utilities.
Hmm.
You know, there are people out there who think electricity should be free. That's an entitlement. It's a right.
True.
For you to, you know. And so it's.
You're right.
I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
John, thanks. Appreciate it. Sorry, I didn't mean to get, all of you riled up on that one, but that was, I didn't start that. Somebody in Cheyenne did.
One thing he said there, hire a vet. On Veterans Day to say that, I thought that was really good. That's true. And I've tried to hire vets, and it's unfortunately hasn't worked yet. But there's one out there.
Good point. You're right. Good point.